Alright, we have Welcome to NAMM here. We have Sergeant Bears talking with me today. I am, of course, as you know, Sergeant Gooch Kiss. Sergeant Bears, what's going on?
Nothing.
I just heard that you slammed your whole body into a wall. How did that feel?
It was pretty cool. Pretty cool Gooch Kiss.
Yeah.
How many Gooches have you kissed lately?
Oh, plenty. Too many to count. So, what has been going on with you lately?
I don't know. I made a Facebook. And a Skype.
Yeah. How do you like Facebook?
The only thing I don't like about Facebook is people who try to add you as a friend when you went to school with them in, like, preschool.
Oh, yeah, I know. That's pretty annoying.
Yeah.
And Skype. How do you like Skype?
That's pretty awesome.
I love Skype, personally.
This is what we're going to be doing our podcast on, is Skype. Just so all the people out there know.
Even though we probably live less than 5 miles away. But,
where do you live, Mr. Gooch Kiss, if you don't mind my asking?
Well, I won't go into detail, because I'll probably get some papers out there, but, if you know where Hogan is?
Kind of.
By 7 Market?
Kind of.
Well, all the way down there, and you go up Palmquist, I live at that corner.
Oh, cool. People are gonna stalk you now, hope you realize that.
No. They don't know exactly where I live.
Okay, Mr.
They don't know the state, city, zip code, or anything.
He lives in Portland,
Shut
Oregon.
Up.
I'm just kidding. He actually lives in California, don't you?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, you do. I thought you lived in California.
Alright, anyway, Skype is a fun. Hopefully, next week, we will be able to get...
Wait, did you move? Because I thought you always lived in California, Mr. Gooch Kiss.
Shut up, Frankie.
I know your alter ego, Ryan, lives in Portland, Oregon, but, you know,
Bears.
Mr. Kiss lives in California.
Bears. Come on, Bears.
You said my name earlier.
Bears.
I'm ruining the steak now.
No. Bears.
Nope. What you get?
No.
What you fucking get, bro?
No. Bears. Bears, don't do it.
Okay. There. Now my angerness is out, and we can continue with this.
Alright then. Now Skype's pretty fun. Hopefully we can get some more friends on, Skeeter.
Yeah, Skeeter.
Skeeter, yeah.
Jimbo!
Jimbo, aka Sergeant Lint Licker.
You get on, Lieutenant No Nuts, aka J Sharp.
Yeah, that's pretty true there, but,
We may also get on The Tool, aka Trappled.
Yes, The Tool. Who else? I don't think there's anyone else.
Maybe, I don't know. What about Blankenship?
I don't know. I don't think Parker or J Sharp would want to do this.
I know, I'm totally kidding.
The tool might want to.
I'm just coming up with names for them. I'm bored as shit right now.
Yeah. Wait, how are you bored? You're talking to me.
Well, like, I don't know. You're not interesting.
Thanks.
I'm just kidding. So we're gonna get on The Tool.
Hopefully. He's not even on Skype right now, but, or I mean, he's not on Skype.
I will fucking make him a Skype account. So, his name is...
Well, anyway, let's get back on topic. The Now, I just want to clarify, the point of this podcast is to just talk about whatever you want, and you have to, the listener, have to just listen to it and go crazy, and Bears, what are you doing? Bears.
This is the tool's name, by the way. If you can see the video, but whatever.
I don't think they can.
Dude! Ah!
Alright.
On my walls. I'm writing curse words on my walls right now. That is rent, but you know, whatever.
But the point of this podcast is to talk about whatever, and the big things will be school, video games, and anything else.
School's for night.
Huh?
School's for people who are smart, aka
the tool. Oh, that's ironic.
The tool, actually. I guess he's smart.
Yeah.
He's a smart person, but he does stupid stuff.
We won't necessarily be talking about school work or anything like academics. We'll be talking about what happens at school.
Such as the tool.
Yes, he dolphin dived over a table, or dolphin dove, I should say.
You can explain to him what happened today?
Huh?
With Propel?
Oh god, no.
Yeah, dude, do it.
Alright, so today, I don't think we'll get him on here, so I'll just say his name, Logan. He brought Propel, like, I think, what flavor? It was like a berry flavor or something.
Dude,
but
it tasted amazing, by the way.
Yeah, it tastes really good. But I don't think your nostrils would say the same, because...
Oh, by the way, that's not a plug, because we're not even, like, this is our first episode, so we're not sponsored. It's not a plug, it just does taste amazing.
Yeah, I don't think we'll ever get sponsored. I don't think you can get sponsored for a podcast. And I think
yes, you can! And then you go on the radio and you'll get famous, retard.
Yeah, I really don't think that's happening.
Look at JB, dude! He started on YouTube!
Dude, I have like a sore on my arm that's leaking. Alright, so anyway, the tool. He took this little palm full of Propel powder. And let's just say he smelled it really well.
Oh god.
Yeah, and it hurt him. His eyes were all red. It was pretty funny.
He spent like the entire recess in the bathroom.
Yeah.
In the bathroom, I should say. Not in bathroom. What are we? Cavemen?
Yeah. You're one to talk. I'm just kidding. We love you, Bears. The other things that'll be included in this series is... And Bears is holding up a sign that says penis. That's lovely. Other things will just be included, like, little bits or whatever. But... I don't know, that's about it, that's all we're gonna include. I mean, not in this episode, obviously. We'll probably try and make these a half an hour long. I don't know, maybe longer if we get more people in here.
This is even half an hour, dude.
I know, it's 8.5 minutes right now.
Read the sign.
But, I think...
Hey, read the sign.
I can't see your camera yet. I think, what... One second. What we're gonna start our really important topic on today is how Treyarch screwed over the Call of Duty series. Do you agree, Frankie?
Yeah.
Treyarch really screwed over Call of Duty because they... Huh?
Eat his face equals you.
Ghost is annoying. Famous is overpowered. 74 you rapid fires are... I'm not even gonna really get into this. But it just is annoying. Black Ops honestly isn't fun to play anymore.
That's why I think we should go back to Call of Duty 4 and Modern Warfare 2.
Yeah, those are the best games, honestly.
And
I mean,
Modern War.
Even though Modern Warfare 2 went through its times of being the worst game ever, which I used to think, it's now the funnest, one of the funnest for me. But, I don't know.
Things are jaded during the times they are made. Think about that for a second, Mr.
Goochkish? Wait, what'd you say?
I said opinions are jaded during the time they're made.
That's very true. Like, our friend Mr. Blankenship and Jay Sharp, those two, they are what I like to call the new toy fanboys. You know, new thing comes out, they feel like it's the best thing, when, even though it may or may not be, it's a bias towards it because they like the previous ones so much, which I understand, you give the game a chance, but honestly, Black Ops is not that fun. Bears, what are you doing?
Penis face equals you.
I can't even see your camera, it's loading.
Turn your
camera off.
Okay.
Turn it off.
Penis face equals you. Do you see it?
Nope.
Fine, whatever.
Oh, I see you now, I see you now.
There. Penis face equals you.
Hold it up a little higher.
Penis face equals you.
That's pretty rude, Rinky.
Hey, what was my name?
Hmm?
What was my name?
Bears.
Also?
Hmm? Would you quit turning on your camera, Bears?
Also, penis face equals you.
Oh my god. Thank god they can't see this.
And why thank god, and then penis face equals you. This is what I do in my spare time.
Yeah.
We'll go on with the topic.
Yeah, next topic, I don't know what it should be, Frankie, or Bears, what should it be? Bears?
Yeah, I don't really care. We should probably cover why some developers are thinking PC gaming is dead when it's actually not, it's very much alive.
I am not too familiar with the subject, but PC gaming to an extent is just lots of fun. Bears, get that off the screen.
But it's like...
Like, a good example would be... it's okay. Would be Minecraft, if you've ever played that. That's a fun game. Also, Call of Duty's... I prefer them on the console, but they're still fun on the PC. I don't think PC gaming, for me, is not... it's not up to par. I mean, like, the serious part of it. I would say that more fun games, more games that are relaxed, like Minecraft or Team Fortress 2, or something along those lines.
Have you even played TF2?
Yeah.
So, what's in TF2 if you've played it?
I don't know, I haven't played it in so long.
Whatever. I just want you guys to know he's writing, "No, I haven't, shut up," in the chat right now, so.
Actually, there's actually something I want to bring up, is, Battlefield, play for free.
Dude, we were playing that for like a good hour tonight.
Yeah.
We should probably do that after we end this podcast.
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty good. It's, I mean, it gets frustrating like any other shooting game, but it's just fun. Basically what it is it's Battlefield Bad Company 2 for the PC, but free.
It's also in your browser, guys. You access it through your browser, and then the game window pops up, and you can even close your browser.
You add an extension to your browser, you open the page on the Battlefield website, you say 1 second. Play now. It opens it up, then you can close your browser, but it's pretty fun. The only downside, actually there's a few, is A, you only get 2 soldiers, basically 2 classes. You can only choose guns within those classes, like recon is a sniper and stuff, and assault, you can only have assault rifles. SMGs are bad in the game. I mean, they're better, they patched them. Snipers are bad unless you buy the M95, the new one. And I mean, it's fun, but it's like anything else, they have opportunities for you to buy with actual money by points for the game. But you can only have 2 soldiers, which 2 classes. You cannot change soldiers within a game because they're different profiles. You have a profile with 2 profiles within it, basically. And I mean, that's a bad thing. The sniper rifles, unless you get a headshot or a 2-shot kill when they have full life, which gets really annoying. But the upside to it is you get points, XP for hit markers, and with a sniper rifle, on average, you get 50 points. So that's good. Right, Bears?
Yeah. Even though I don't really play recon, I remember you said you would snipe unless they did add XP for hit markers.
Yeah. That'd be pretty bad. It'd be so annoying. But when I snipe, I do not go positive half the time because there are guys with hacks already, and but sniping in that game is really hard.
This game, because it's a team-based game, such as Team Fortress 2.
But, like, it's, I would say it's harder to snipe than in Black Ops now.
Yeah.
But my suggestion to you, if you play this, is have a medic class, and an assault class. At least have the medic class.
Yeah,
the medic class, you get overpowered, the MG3, it's overpowered so bad. Like, it shoots super fast and does lots of damage. It's crazy. Bears?
What?
Any thoughts on the MG3?
Oh, yeah, it's the starting LMG for the, medics. And it's really overpowered and, like, it's very overpowered.
It's a fun gun to use if you are lucky enough to have it as one of your classes.
You just told them all to choose medic and assault.
I know, I'm trying to help them, but if you don't want to be a jerk, then don't choose medic.
I recommend choosing engineer. I might make another account just to play the other two, like, just to mess around, because I really want to play engineer, and I want to slap some dudes in the face.
Yeah, engineer is pretty fun. You get an RPG that works like a javelin sometimes. What you do is if you see an enemy tank, you push the Q button and click spotted on the screen. And then you mark the tank, and then if someone does that, you see a little white square through everything, kind of like a wall hack. And if you shoot your RPG straight up, then it goes up and down and right on top of the tank or Humvee or something.
Yeah, plus each class also has something to mark tanks with, which I just did, by the way. Kind of currently playing Battlefield. Play for free. I just got owned.
Yeah, it's a beta. It's pretty laggy, so it needs some fixing.
Your computer just sucks.
No, it lags a lot. It's not my computer.
Well, yeah, it does lag a lot. I'll give you that.
Yeah. I was right. And you were wrong.
You were right to an extent.
The Gooch Kiss is always right.
Who's the one who's actually playing the game right now?
You know, you want to go that way? I will. Wow. I can't believe you just pulled that card.
Topics.
I'm not gonna do it because I'm hosting this podcast and I could lose my connection to Bears.
I might continue with the podcast on the topic, so let's continue.
On the topic of Battlefield?
Or no, just like anything. What was your next topic, sir?
My next topic was, why don't people like snipers?
Like,
people complain about snipers, how they're so overpowered. Like in Modern Warfare 2, people kept quickscoping and beating them when they had a reg gun or regular gun, like an assault rifle. And they're complaining, but I don't know Bear's opinion on this, but this is mine. They are trying to kill you with one like if they have an intervention or something, a bolt action rifle, they're trying to kill you with one shot. They have to hit you in the upper stomach or higher, or lower stomach or higher, to kill you with stopping power, and in Black Ops, stopping power, obviously. But I would say that that's about 4 times harder than you just running around spraying with an assault rifle.
Yeah, plus people have to realize most of the good one-shot kill snipers are bolt action.
Yeah. So, like the L96, the M40A3, the Intervention, the Springfield in World War.
I personally never played that game, so you're the one who's got to be expert on that.
I don't even know that much about like World War. I had to ask Skeeter, which was like the Intervention of World War I. He said the Springfield, which I personally don't like. I like the Kar 98 with a sniper scope.
I just threw out my health pack.
But also, if you guys actually want to play Battlefield or something, or even do a Skype call with us, that's fine, I guess. I don't know.
So I would be down for doing a live stream.
A live stream of what?
You don't know what? Oh my god! It's like where one just get a bunch of people to play together.
Oh, I know what that is, but I mean a live stream of what exactly?
Like a live stream of us playing.
I don't know. That might be kind of hard.
And I would record it and put it on the YouTubes.
You would send it to me, and I'd put it on the YouTubes as well. I actually have a gaming YouTube channel, except it's funny is I only have a Wii right now. and a Nikon P80 camera.
I just record all my stuff on my PC.
Frankie, do you have, Bears, do you have a capture card for your Xbox?
No, not yet. I used to have a capture card.
What happened to it?
Well, like I said, when I moved from my dad's house, I lost it.
Oh.
You bring this up.
What kind was it? Was it a Dazzle?
Yeah, it was the Silver Dazzle.
Yeah. I want one, but, like, live stream gonna be difficult, cause you have to, like, you have to go on justin.tv, you have to download the software, you have to set up the capture card. What?
Or you could always just go on livestream.com.
Well, no, Justin TV is a big popular one, though. It's probably the most popular one.
Whatever.
Just saying, I've never heard of livestream.com, so.
Okay.
Or even Minecraft.
Yeah, dude, a Minecraft live stream, I would totally be down for that if we could set up a cracked server.
I don't know, it wouldn't even have to be cracked. I mean, like, I'm planning on buying it, because actually I have the cracked download, but I can't play online with it because
it's... You're the one who was like, dude, get the cracked download. And I'm like, okay, whatever. And now I feel really bad, because it's such an awesome game. I want to support Notch.
You do not feel bad.
Yes, I did. I want to support Notch. I need... how much is it, like $15? I need $50.
20 or 15.
I'm gonna go buy it, then I'm gonna go buy my capture card.
You don't need a capture card if you're playing on your PC.
I need it for my Xbox, noob.
But, like, I think of it as, I have single player. Single player isn't really hurting anyone if I have it for free, but it would be nice to support Notch and his developing of the next Minecraft.
This would be true. Okay. Ugh. What's your next topic?
How we could make Call of Duty better.
You don't even know how much you're gonna be killed in Battlefield right now, dude.
Huh?
You're gonna be killed, like, a lot.
Like, you die a lot?
Well, no, you're gonna be killed because you're, like, talking and then I have to talk to you.
Oh. How would you make Call of Duty better?
Well, one, make it so every perk has a counter. And
good.
None of this Juggernaut's counter is stopping power. Stop, because if your bullets don't hit...
Well, I took both of those out in Black Ops, and I think they should stay out.
Yeah. Well, anyway, I just wanted to go back to what I was saying. Because if all of your bullets hit, then stopping power isn't a true counter to it. Because Juggernaut works for every bullet that does hit, so say you're using the M6 tape and you have stopping power, which is usually a two-hit kill on somebody. Even if you hit all three bullets or missed one, you still wouldn't kill him because stopping power depends on how many bullets hit, whereas Juggernaut does not, so I think...
The M16 is a two-shot kill at a certain range, yeah.
Yeah, so I'm pretty sure... I personally believe Juggernaut is overpowered even though there is stopping power.
And this, of course, is in Call of Duty 4.
And World at War.
Well, for some guns, yeah, but... Also, Modern Warfare 2, but...
Yeah.
Actually, Painkiller is different than Juggernaut. But, actually, there's this site on Zynga. This guy's blog, he has stats up of Call of Duty games, almost all of them. It's really interesting. And the way... Basically, the way that stopping power works is each gun, almost every gun, I think it's every gun, it takes one less bullet to kill somebody without Juggernaut. So you have to shoot them one less time. And that, of course, would be probably a stomach shot. Now, Juggernaut, roughly, with almost every gun, you have to get shot one more time to be killed. So if you don't have stopping power on, if the person shooting at you doesn't have stopping power on, and you have Juggernaut, it takes them one more bullet to kill you, which can be very annoying. But now the way that works is, you're probably thinking this, stopping power and Juggernaut literally cancel each other out. That's how it's written in the code. Like, that's exactly what they do, is cancel each other out. Right, Bears?
Yeah. I thought you were addressing the people who were listening. I didn't know you were addressing me.
I am. I address both of you, or all of you, but that's how that works. Now, also, like you said, every perk should have a counter.
Yeah. A direct counter, not necessarily such as the situation between stopping power and Juggernaut, but go on.
Yeah, like, kind of like how Sitrep Pro, or not, no, I'm sorry, never mind, forget that, like, Flak Jacket, if you had, Danger Close on. Danger, I don't see a problem with Danger Close, it was the noob tubing that was allowed in Modern Warfare 2, which now isn't. I mean, it's not really worth noob tubing Black Ops. You only get two shots, there's no way to refill your grenade launcher, I believe. I mean, I'm pretty sure there's no way at all. Unless you picked up another gun with a grenade launcher. What else?
Keep going.
And, I mean, like, Flak Jacket reduces damage, explosive damage so much, it's less than half. It's crazy.
Danger Close isn't in Black Ops, though, is it?
No, it's not. Nothing like Danger Close.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Well, I haven't played Black Ops in, like, 2.5 months, so...
That's because it sucks.
Plus, it's broken, but I was really happy when it broke.
Yeah.
Then I could stop.
Honestly, Black Ops has made me so mad. Like, unhappy.
Black Ops has caused me to punch holes through my walls.
Really?
Yeah.
Let me see these holes.
I'm not going to show you. I have to walk out my living room.
Oh. Is that where you play, in your living room?
Yeah, it's my living room. My TV's bigger in my living room.
Ah, I see.
But anyway, go on.
I think that's about it. But I mean, like, every perk should have a direct counter. Now, I think the most unbeatable class, and what I mean by unbeatable is you can still kill them, but otherwise they're undetectable. is Ghost Pro, Ninja Pro, let's say, let's just do Sleight of Hand Pro. You can have any second tier perk. The Silence Famous or Silence Galil. And that class is virtually unbeatable. You can't hear them. It's harder to see them if they're hiding. And...
Plus they don't show up on radar.
Well, yeah. Ghost Pro. The only way you can see a Ghost Pro user is
a... Ghost user.
Well, let's just say Ghost Pro for this, is to get a Blackbird. I believe if you have Ghost Pro, you don't show up on motion sensors, but I'm not entirely sure.
That's Hacker Pro.
Hacker Pro, they show up on?
Hacker Pro, they don't show up on motion sensors.
Alright. Okay, I was wrong about that. But the only way you can see a ghost person is to catch them with a motion sensor miraculously, or you get a Blackbird. Which is semi-difficult if you have campers that keep stopping your kill streaks, which happens the most. So I'll get like a one to dogs, and then I get killed, and I'll just be like so mad. I don't know, I take it like a man, but the game just stresses me out, and it's not fun.
How long has this like been going on for, do you know?
One second.
I think we accomplished our goal of half an hour.
We are just at a half hour, but I think we can still keep
going. This has probably been not that interesting the entire time, and if you're still listening, I thank you for giving us probably, like, horrible, squeaky little voiced assholes a chance.
We don't have super squeaky voices. But they're probably not the best voices. I don't know. I think it'd be funner. Maybe next week if we got everybody on.
I don't know. Maybe they would just be yelling and stuff about huge wang the entire time.
Talking about pubic hairs and waxing eyebrows and an argument about Call of Duty.
Yeah, like every night.
Because everyone in our little group has their own opinion about Call of Duty. I mean, Black Ops.
Like, the COD 4, pretty much everybody in our group liked it, except for...
Parker.
And, no one doesn't like it either.
Really?
No. He's so good.
You know what I say to, I wouldn't consider Noah or Skeeter a hater of Call of Duty 4, but here's what I say to haters and such people of Call of Duty 4 that say it's dumb and simple and everything. First off,
it's too slow paced for them.
Yeah, well, first off, a sophisticated game like Black Ops or Modern Warfare 2. Modern Warfare 2 is a good game, but people are big fanboys of it. It's so sophisticated, and it doesn't make it a better game. Call of Duty 4 is simple. There's no pro perks. There's simple perks. Perks like Claymore times 2 or RPG times 2 that are perks, not secondaries. I think that's a big key part.
They don't break the game. Perks don't break the game in Call of Duty 4. They do in Modern Warfare 2.
They help a little bit. They give you little advantages. They help you out in certain situations, but otherwise
skills. They're not... The ability to, like...
Have an infinite noob teams?
Yeah. You have the ability to, every time you fire a grenade launcher, have it be a mini noob. Just saying.
Yeah, but I mean, like, if it weren't for Call of Duty 4, you wouldn't have Modern Warfare 2 and Black Ops. Call of Duty 4 was, like, I'll say the founder of... the more modern games like Modern Warfare 2 and Black Ops.
Oh, by the way, back when we were talking about PC gaming, how you said Call of Duty is more franchised now, I think that's pretty, like, weird considering the fact that it started on PC. So did Halo. Halo was originally made for Macintosh to show its graphics capabilities, but then Microsoft bought it.
Yeah, sure. No, what I had said before was that Call of Duty 4 and everything doesn't seem to be as serious. I won't say isn't. It doesn't seem to be as serious on the outside as console gaming. Like the MLG. Yeah. Console gaming is the thing.
Well, that's because people on the PC don't necessarily need to show people they can play video games well and confront people and show them they're better because they got 3 more kills than them.
Yeah, but I mean, like, if Call of Duty 4 went there, your games wouldn't be there. Just remember that. Call of Duty 4 is the base for it all.
Yeah. Actually, that would technically be either Call of Duty 1 or Call of Duty 2, because Call of Duty 2 is a multiplayer. But, you know.
What I'm saying is, like, Call of Duty 4 is, like, the thing that really boosted it up there.
Yeah.
But Black Ops has brought it down. It honestly has. It's not one of those, I don't think it'll be one of those games where I'll be like, oh, I'm bored of Modern Warfare 3 or Call of Duty Black Man Ops 2 or whatever the next 2 Call of Duties are, 3 Call of Duties are. I don't think it's going to be one of those games that I'm going to go like, hey, I'm going to go have some fun on some Black Ops. It's not going to be like that. It's just going to be like, I'm kind of bored of this game. I will try this, even though I probably will rage quit. And that'll happen. I'll rage quit. But, I mean, Black Ops isn't a game I go to play to have fun, which is what a game should be. It's a game that I go and be serious and try and, you know, like, honestly, there's a certain skill level you have to be respectful. And the way you prove that is to play on Black Ops, because as B-Man Blankenship had quoted, alright, paraphrasing, alright, he said that Black Ops is going to separate the good players from the bad players. That was true for the first 2.5 months of the game. Now, the bad players have learned how to manipulate the game to make themselves seem good. If you go into a lobby and find a guy with a 4.0 KDR, he's probably a camper, somewhat. Like, all they gotta do is get Ghost, Ninja, and a silenced Famous or Galil and motion sensor and hide in a corner. I mean, honestly, that's it. Don't you think, Bears?
Yeah.
I mean, like,
Quickscoping is the new thing. Quickscoping was in Modern Warfare 2. That's what everyone did. Camping is the Black Ops quickscoping.
That's almost true. Yeah, that's pretty true. I mean, quickscoping in Modern Warfare 2 actually took a certain amount of skill. And
not as much as in Call of Duty 4 because of Sleight of Hand Pro. I'm just saying.
That's true. But, I mean, and also Call of Duty 4, it was annoying to snipe sometimes because you had to compensate for lag. Sniping, you had to lead them.
That is true, though.
But, I mean, like, if you ever think, oh, I'm leading them, that makes sense. You shoot bullets, bullets take time to get to their target. Well, in the Call of Duty series, all except for...
Black Ops.
Listen, all except for, this might take some time, C4 grenades, any type of grenades, claymores, rockets, what else? Motion sensors or anything like that. Those are the only projectiles, we'll say, in the game.
Those are projectiles.
Like, you put them down, I mean, they're actually there. Like, bullets in Call of Duty, they're not really bullets, they're lasers that are fired and simulated gunshots. They call them lasers, they're simulated lasers, but they're simulated gunshots within the game. And that's all they are, so you don't, they call them lasers, you don't need to lead with a laser. Laser moves at light speed, nothing faster than light speed, you don't need to lead with a laser. But, you have to compensate for lag. Call of Duty 4 was originally meant to be like Black Ops, where you aimed at them when they were running. You saw their body in your crosshairs, you shot, you hit them. But with the lag and everything...
Black Ops, because of the sweat.
With the lag and everything, you have to compensate for that.
But you mean in Modern Warfare 2, because you can do that in America too, but not in Black Ops because of the stupid sway on the sniper.
Yeah. The sway is a little much on Black Ops. I mean, honestly, if there's one thing I had to ask for from there are a few things I had to ask from Treyarch is make it harder to camp. Honestly, I don't know how you do that. I'll be honest, I don't know how you do that, but just try and work on that. And make sniping like Call of Duty 4. Because that actually took skill.
Yes. The thing I have to state is that the thing about what Black Ops did is they tried to make it so you had to post up as a sniper. I've only played one or two maps. Jungle being the one, I can't really focus on the sick one right now, where a sniper actually has the ability to aim in, steady out a shot, and then fire. Otherwise, there's no good place for a sniper where if I have an SMG, I'm not going to kill you in, like, 5 seconds if I see you.
I kind of see what you're saying, like, a sniper, you know Hutch?
Yes, I do.
Hutch tweeted, and he deleted his Twitter, which made me actually kind of sad. Hutch tweeted a long thing about how a sniper rifle doesn't always win at long range like it should, but a SMG always wins in close range and most likely in long range. Something like that. The sniper rifle at long range, you think, oh, long range, sniper rifle, scope, one shot kill, oh, that's great. And, I mean, with SMGs, they dominate. They shouldn't beat a sniper rifle like that.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, ideally, shotguns should be the best close range weapon. But, honestly,
they're terrible in Black Ops because they limited their range so much.
And honestly, who's gonna go into war with a shotgun as a primary? I know that was in Call of Duty 4, but most of the maps in Call of Duty 4 were close quarters combat, right?
Yep.
I know from experience. The only map I wouldn't use a shotgun on was, like, Fog or another very open map. Because if you...
Overgrown?
Yes, Overgrown. Or if you stick inside the houses. But if you stick to areas where it's close quarters combat, you should be able to do good with a shotgun.
But that's just not it's not the case, yeah. But I mean, also, it's not in Battlefield Bad Company 2. B-Man Blankenship had told me that you can actually put slugs in your shotguns to give them range.
Yes.
And I think that would be a great thing for Black Ops to do, but in Battlefield 2, the shotguns were really good. I mean, also, they had quite a bit of range. They're more realistic.
Also, with the name Call of Duty is making for itself, trying to be realistic, there's a few things I have to I have to differ with that. In Bad Company 2, bolts actually take time to hit their target. Mm-hmm. Whereas in Call of Duty, they don't.
Unless you're lagging.
Yes.
But I mean, to me, that's not such a big deal as the things like shotguns don't shoot 25 feet max. They shoot 50 plus feet and do damage still. A considerable amount, too.
Plus, you shouldn't be able to recover so much ammo from your dead enemies.
Yeah.
But you should only be able to recover one or two
slugs
for dead
enemy. I don't know. I've never really ran into a problem with things like scavenger, but one thing that I think was one of the dumbest thing J Sharp has said is that scavenger is probably the most overpowered perk in Black Ops as a first tier.
Ghost is the most overpowered perk in the first year, I have to say.
Mm-hmm.
Scavenger is close second on my list.
I don't know. Personally, I've never really had a problem with Scavenger. It's not like I see a bunch of guys going around shoot me a jillion times on a kill streak and everything. That doesn't bug me. He's good if he's got a kill streak. He needs scavenger if he wants to keep his own gun. I wouldn't want to pick up randoms' guns.
I'm fine with scavenger like that. I don't like the guy who camps in the corner with scavenger so he can pick up your ammo after he kills you. And then just take the entire game.
Yeah, I don't know. There are a few things, some realistic things that have to be in there, and some things that should be left out, like, in real world.
I want scavenger in the game. And scavenger's useful if you're not camping with it.
Mm-hmm.
So you can get, like, because if you're camping, you only use, like, say, half a clip. If you're using scavenger when you only use half a clip, you should be able to get.
Yeah. But, you know, there are just a few things that get on my nerves. One thing, like, think about it. I don't agree with this. Some people say that all of Call of Duty should be hardcore. There's no core, like, no regular gameplay like normal people do. I mean, the usual person plays. I should say the most often they play. But hardcore is 30 points of health instead of
100.
Instead of 100. And most guns do 30 within like 50 feet. But I think that's about it for this podcast. Bears, you want to say goodbye?
Okay. Bye-bye. And I know what's in that picnic basket, boo-boo. Fucking face.